Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
So I came across a funny story. So a handball team in Berlin recently found its championship trophy after it disappeared following a break-in a few months back. In January, several people were arrested for breaking into their club offices. They stole a bunch of stuff, you know, items, cash, stuff like that. And the team was bummed when they weren't able to recover the trophy during the arrests. They thought, you know, they probably pawned it, maybe melted it down. But they finally found it. It was in their basement the whole time.
Oh, geez.
Now, I will say, to their credit, that's not where it normally is. So it's possible that the thieves hid it and maybe wanted to go back for it. My theory is that there was some cleaning done and it got moved in. Someone did not do a very good search after the break-in.
And what do you have today, Kevin?
Well, Sunday's a big day for HBO, because it's the season finale of DTF St. Louis. Did you guys ever watch that? I talked about it.
Did? I did. I think I'm two or three episodes in.
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the murder mystery.
Yeah, well, it doesn't stop. I mean, it keeps going. Lauren, you've been watching.
Yes, I still have one more to catch up on. I watched one last night, Kev, so just
You're through five episodes?
Yes.
This will be the seventh episode. Mary, did you watch it?
Where is it again?
HBO.
It will freak her out. It will freak her out.
Why? Why?
it's humorous. You know.
Will it freak me out?
I don't think it'll freak you out. I mean, there's some graphic stuff, but
uncomfortable
things.
As bad as The Pit?
Don't watch with your kids.
I've heard about The Pit. I haven't seen The Pit.
No, it's let's say sexually uncomfortable.
Oh. Right. I can't even really figure out the whole sexual nature of it all yet. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, wait, what's going on here?
I totally lost my HBO anyway. So.
Mary lost
her
HBO.
I'll just take it off the list.
Take it off the list. Also, returning on HBO Sunday, Euphoria, season 3. Did you guys ever watch the first couple of seasons of Euphoria?
No, don't care.
But you see, that girl was on, one of the Euphoria stars was on a flight in first class the other day.
Not Zendaya.
No. And they told her to shut her laptop, and she was like, what? They literally had to taxi back and force her to get off the plane.
Wow.
They said she appeared to be a little out of it.
Wow. Oh. That's another graphic show, but it's back. It's they jump ahead 5 years, but yeah, Zendaya's in it. Sydney Sweeney's in it as well. And season 3 premiering. It's been a long journey to get to season 3 because the show kind of launched, like Zendaya's career really took off. Same with Sydney Sweeney, a couple other actors. And they finally were able to get a new season out. It'll be, I think, 8 episodes starting Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Natasha Lyon, is that her name?
I don't know.
Who was escorted off of the flight.
I'll stick with Virgin River.
Oh, have you watched The Madison?
No, I can't get Paramount.
Oh, I love that show.
I don't have Paramount either.
I can't believe I've already gone through every episode. Okay, hit her music, guys.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Okay, so I came across this idea of What's With at an Easter party this weekend when I noticed my poor sister-in-law with a very black and blue face. And I'm like, Di, what's going on? She said, well, I just had receding gum line surgery. I'm like, oh, ouchie, mama. I mean, her face was, she couldn't eat the Easter dinner, and it was just her favorite meal of the year, she said, and she couldn't eat the egg casserole and the cinnamon buns and the French toast casserole and everything. Anyway, so, and then I'm talking to some of the other people at the party, one of my nieces, and she's like, yeah, I have receding gum lines. And my other niece, so do I. That's what my, I'm like, what is with that? Everybody now.
So, Mary.
Yes.
So do I.
I have some on the bottom.
Bottom teeth. Yeah.
So every dentist is now telling, and I'm like, okay, what is it? Is it because of mouth guards? Is it because of Invisalign? Now, one of the girls at the party claimed that Invisalign is contributing to this, and her dentist says, no, it's not, but I don't know.
I was told the bite and the grinding of the teeth.
Yes, and everybody's grinding their teeth. Yeah. Everybody's wearing mouth guards.
Yeah, but the surgery is
nasty.
I might,
Well, the one she had was she did not have the what is the pinhole surgery? There's like a pinhole surgery that I guess is not as bad.
I can't believe it left her face black and blue.
Oh, she, really? For 3 weeks she can't eat. I mean, she's
all right.
She must have had major.
She did. She did. She cannot have.
Because I know people that have had it that said it was terrible, but it was only like a few days.
No, but she can't have. She's been eating protein shakes and yogurt.
This is giving me anxiety.
And the poor girl, she's
I'm going to push this operation off longer.
She's thin as well. She, you know, she's always been thin, and she's just a beautiful girl now. You know, it'll heal and everything. But I'm like, why is this happening to everybody?
See, I you know what? I still think there is something to the whole Invisalign thing because I had to have it twice, and I don't even wear retainers anymore because it just never formed well enough. So my teeth were moving more than they should.
Same
so they were
here.
Getting loose. Yeah, they were getting loose.
$6,000 down the
and line. Everybody and all the dentists are saying you all need this surgery. And so are the dentists over prescribing?
What I think is we big should dentist have... hiding from us, Mary?
Yes. Can we have some dentists on to talk about this,
we
Lisa?
Should.
I really
yeah,
think
one that's
we need
not
to...
an advertiser.
Yes, we need to delve into this.
I know so many people that have had to get it, and I hear it's not fun. You can use donor
grafts.
Yeah, but like that, I also was told
she had a graft taken off. I think the roof of her mouth
is a major risk because if it doesn't stick, which is gross to think about. But yes,
stitches.
They go to the top of the mouth, and I was told it feels like a really bad burn on the top.
Yeah,
of
and then
mouth.
There's stitches you need, and then she you know, she's eating yogurt at the.
I've never
Easter
heard
table.
It this bad though before.
Yeah,
I'm not at that level.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot. So I think we need to delve into this more.
Okay,
what is
all
with
right.
that?
Yeah, we'll get Ben Bradley on it. He's the investigative reporter.
There you go.
We'll assign it to him. All right, news coming up next with Lauren Lapka from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.